remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly to thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. This prayer is a popular Marian prayer called the Memorare. In this episode, number 13 in my series on the origin of Catholic prayers, I will look at its origin.
God bless America.
God love you. I want these to be my first words of greeting to you. They will be the concluding words on each broadcast.
I am not the Catholic candidate for president. I am the Democratic Party's candidate for president.
Annuncio your office. Gaudium Magnum. Habemus Papam.
You've embarked on a Catholic history trek.
After having spent a few years researching and creating these Catholic History Trek podcasts with my co-host Kevin Schmiesing, I've made many interesting discoveries. One of these discoveries is that I have two things in common with St. Bernard of Clairvaux. One, we both share a name with a dog breed. St. Bernard has the St. Bernard, and I guess I have the Scotty Dog, or Scottish Terrier. And the other thing, neither of us wrote the Memorare. I doubt anyone has ever mistakenly thought, I composed the Memorare, but throughout history, some have mistakenly associated the origin of that prayer with St. Bernard. St. Bernard of Clairvaux lived from 1090 to 1150, while the Memorare first shows up in prayer books in the 15th century, about 400 years later. The reason St. Bernard is often credited with the prayer is likely a case of mistaken identity, as it was Father Claude Bernard, a French priest who lived from 1588 to 1641, who greatly promoted and popularized the Memorare. Growing up, Claude Bernard apparently had very little interest in the priesthood, but his outlook on life changed after a close friend was killed in a duel. Claude devoted himself to the poor, the sick, and the imprisoned, which earned him the title of the Poor Priest, and upon his ordination, he invited the poor to his first Mass and gave away all his possessions to them. He won many souls to Christ through his evangelization. But not just among the lowly, even the nobility and high-ranking officials sought an audience with this poor priest. Once, when deathly ill, Father Claude Bernard recited the Memorare and immediately began to recover from the illness. But, feeling himself unworthy to be the recipient of such a miraculous healing, he simply attributed the cure to some unknown natural cause. That is, until Father Bernard received an unexpected visit from a discalced Augustinian. The monk, Brother Fiacre, explained to Father Bernard that the Blessed Virgin Mary had appeared to him in a vision, told him of St. Bernard's illness, and that she had cured him. She then instructed him to seek out Father Bernard and convey this information to him. Upon learning how his illness had indeed been the answer to his praying of the Memorare, Father Bernard then entrusted the sick, poor, and imprisoned to Mary's care and intercession, and exclusively used the Memorare in his work. At one point, printing 200,000 leaflets with the Memorare in various languages. And while Father Claude Bernard became a great promoter of the Memorare, he, like Saint Bernard, was not its author. We know this for three primary reasons. First, Father Bernard claimed to have learned the prayer from his father. Second, the prayer was known and used by St. Francis of de Sales, who is several decades older than Father Bernard. And third, the text of the prayer appears as part of a much longer 15th century prayer known as the Ad Sanctitatis Tue Pedes Dulcissimus Virgo Maria, or At Your Holy Feet, Most Sweet Virgin Mary. This At Your Holy Feet prayer appeared in a number of printed books and manuscripts beginning in the latter part of the 15th century. It's unknown who composed the Ad Sanctitatis Tue Pedes Dulcissimus Virgo Maria, or when the Memorare was extracted from it and made into its own prayer, but it would seem reasonable to deduce it happened no later than the late 16th century, when Father Claude Bernard would have learned it from his father. Once the Memorare became its own prayer, several variants appeared. One variant is the prayer Ave Augustissimus Regina Pacis, or Hail Most August Queen of Peace, and another variant is found in the prayer book Celeste Palmetum, Heavenly Palmetto, from the mid-18th century. It wouldn't be until the 19th century that the wording of the Memorare was finally set in the form we know it today. Also in the 19th century, Pope Pius IX granted a partial indulgence for faithfully reciting the prayer. Apparently, this indulgence was obtained by the request of Father Johann Philippe Ruthon, who was a convert to Catholicism and the 21st Superior General of the Jesuits. Father Ruthon, like Father Claude Bernard, was a great promoter of the Memorare. Remember that never was it known that anyone who rated, reviewed, or subscribed to Catholic History Trek was left unaided, or at least was left unappreciated. Memorare o Piesima Virgo Maria, non esse auditum a seculo, quemquam ad tua currentem presidia, tua implorantem exilia, tua penitentem suffragia, esse derelictum ego tali animatus confidentia, ad te Virgo Virginem mater curo ad te venio, quam te gemens peccato resisto, noli mater verbi verba mea despicere, sed audi propitia et exaudi. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Catholic History Trek. You can reach us at catholichistorytrek@gmail.com.